Today's passage is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yesterday, we looked at Ezekiel 34, where God spoke through Ezekiel, promising to seek out his people as a shepherd seeks out his flock. God promises to seek them out, gather them, and take care of them. To pick a couple of verses from Ezekiel 34 as a summary of them, God says, I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. We read that as part of our Advent devotionals because, of course, Jesus is our shepherd who seeks God's people who have gone astray. Jesus gathers them, and he takes care of them. He did that for his 12 disciples and for his followers when he was physically on earth. And as Jesus still lives today, he and the Father are continuing to bring the lost to himself, to truly care for his people today, including us. And the passage that we read here is very similar to yesterday's passage. We have an Old Testament passage, a psalm, proclaiming the Lord as shepherd. While it doesn't explicitly say Jesus or talk specifically about a Messiah, we can definitely see how this passage rings true through Jesus as the shepherd. To bring in another passage, John 10, which you read about a month or so ago, Jesus proclaims, I am the good shepherd. Remember, Jesus makes this bold I am statement showing his divinity, and he calls himself the good shepherd. The one who, like in Ezekiel 34 and this psalm here, knows his sheep and cares for them deeply, to the point of laying down his life for them. The verses here mention the shepherd making the sheep, representing the writer or the follower such as us, lie down in green pastures and beside quiet waters. I picture a scene in Ireland with huge green pastures. And I think each of us can just imagine clearly the lush grass and the calm waters, perhaps a small stream flowing right by us. These are really vivid images that portray such deep peace that it's really hard to say much more about them. There are not only pictures of peace in peaceful circumstances, but in times of danger and turmoil. Verse 4 says, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And verse 5, after transitioning out of the sheep image and into real life more, talks about God preparing a table in the presence of my enemies. Now the author, David, was familiar with dangerous circumstances. To list a few, he fought Goliath as a youth, he fought many battles, and he was on the run from King Saul several times, as well as on the run from one of his sons later on in life. He could say that he experienced the shadow of death because he was that close to death. Yet in those moments, God was right there beside him, leading him moment by moment, sustaining him. David set a great example whenever he looked to God above everything else. For instance, he had a chance to take Saul's life when he snuck up on him at night, but he felt convicted by God to not harm God's anointed, even though Saul was the one trying to take his life. The shepherd provides tremendous peace not only in calm times, but in the chaotic times. Again, Psalm 23 shows an incredible picture of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, that just makes so much sense. And it's probably the most famous psalm because of the promise of peace that God brings through Jesus. It is a great psalm to meditate on for prayer. In college, one of the college pastors encouraged us to memorize the psalm. It's only 6 verses. To let the thoughts sink into our minds. So I don't have much more to say about the psalm as a whole, but the main devotional thought I'd like us to reflect on is, are we looking to Jesus as our shepherd? Are we looking to Jesus as our shepherd? Just focusing on verse 1, we have an assurance that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So I think that brings up the question once again, do we have our focus on Jesus? Because if we say that Jesus is our shepherd, then we won't be in want. We will not be driven by earthly wants. Instead, we will be satisfied by Jesus, how he leads us in the midst of calm circumstances and not so calm circumstances. On Sunday, this past Sunday, I talked to my older sister, who has 3 boys, and she told me that she had to have a heart-to-heart talk with the oldest boy, who is 9 years old now, because she felt like he was making screen time the only source of his happiness. He would not want to do other things. He would only be focused on getting the iPad or the iPhone for more screen time, more time on the apps and so on. So she did her best to tell him that spending screen time is not the only thing that should make him happy. Instead, what really brings us happiness is honoring God in what we do, whether that's taking care of our body, like brushing his teeth, or treating others well, like his brothers, having fun, or just doing the best that we can. Above all, we're to honor God. And as my sister was explaining this conversation to me, it was a great reminder for what we're talking about here, that God is the true source of happiness, the true source of our peace. We can easily let our wants, our desires, control our attention and focus. Most likely the wants are legitimate, such as the want for recognition for what we do, or the want to rest, or the want to be healthy. However, are we first looking to Jesus as the shepherd who knows what we need and looking to him for direction? I know lately for my life that I've been just wanting to veg out, but not really feeling rested even when I do so, when I don't ask Jesus to be present in those times. Like my nephew, my soul thinks that it wants more screen time and will find peace that way, when it really needs just more time with Jesus. My greatest need is not to be in the green pastures or by still waters. My greatest need is to be led by the shepherd. Today, in whatever circumstance that we're in, let's invite Jesus to be our shepherd once again. He desires to guide us. He has given us the Holy Spirit, the Helper, to know his ways. If we have been driven by various wants, let's surrender them to him because he knows our needs, he cares for us deeply, and he will provide for us. When we are led by our shepherd, no matter where we are, then we are truly at peace. Let's pray. Dear God, we just surrender our hearts to you, and God, we pray that you would search them, and Lord, reveal any wants that have perhaps become more important than following you or seeking you. Lord, we pray that as you reveal them, that we could surrender them to you, because ultimately, we know that you are the most important person we're living for. You are the most important reason we live. Lord, I pray that we would grow in our trust for you, whatever circumstance we're in, whether we're feeling like we're in the valley or we feel like we're just in a really good place that you've given us. Lord, help us to not get distracted by our surroundings, but help us to just keep looking to you and keep trusting you. We thank you for your patience. We thank you that you are the good shepherd who laid down his life for us. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.